Well, Dara, being a Tipperary man like Wexford man, you know what you're going to get against Kilkenny, but all of us watching the game today, I didn't think we were going to get such an exciting game as we got, and it really was good.
Yeah, look, it was an absolutely brilliant game from an intensity point of view, from a fitness levels point of view. Players are in great nick. Some great scores. I think I'd say Kilkenny didn't miss there for about a 20-minute spell. They were absolutely top class. But we were delighted with it. 22nd of January, as I said, the conditions were top-notch for it. It's a nice little final for us to look forward to next week before we attack the league campaign.
And you mixed, there's a nice mixture of youth and the experienced players today.
Yeah, most definitely. And look, we've looked at an awful lot of bodies over the last 3 weeks between the Laois game, today's game, and a challenge match last weekend against Tip. We've looked at an awful lot of players, some young, some not so young, but we're really, really happy with the application. And now over the next 10 days, we're going to have to just tighten up our panel and see who we're going to bring into the league campaign with us. But I've been really, really happy with the application from everybody over the last 5 weeks.
Is it hard to decipher a good player at this time of year? You know, it's very hard on them. You're judging what you're seeing in training, and then you're trying to organise practice matches, and you have a Walsh Cup match. Is it very difficult to decide who to pick and who would make it and whatever?
Yeah, it is really. And look, there's Fitzgibbon games going on. There's even Oisín Pepper, for instance, and Corey Byrne Dunbar had a schools match with Enniscorthy Carty today. So like, there's so many games going on, which is great. Now, what I am delighted with, I did see the club action from quarterfinal stage on here in Wexford, and I did get a look at some of the players that have excited me in that campaign. So it's great to see lads, and look, every night to come to training they're getting challenged, and our coaches are doing great work. So we just need to pick players that we feel that are going to be able to attack a league campaign. But look, there are also going to be some young players in the squad who this time of year isn't really suiting, but we know there's potential in there, and hopefully when the ground really, really hardens up around April or May, that we'll get them in, and they might light up the championship, hopefully.
I suppose it's ironic in the way the lads have been hurling that Route 1 brought the equalising point from Mark to Connor.
Yes, well look, when you have a man with a hand like Connor Mack inside, sometimes you just need to put it in on top of him. And it was a great score. It was a score that was badly needed, because to be fair, while Connor was doing scored a few points in the first half, Kilkenny were marshalling him very well there for about a half an hour in the middle part of the game. So Route 1 can work, and I can most definitely say it can work here, but what I would be a bit worried about is the quarter that we were well bet in. We need to be able to change our style from Route 1 to carrying it through the lines and playing different styles and structures. So that's something that we are really, really going to have to work hard on the training pitch.
But overall, you must be pleased. You know, you're coming in with a new group of players, maybe different style hurling, so it's difficult for you as well, but you must be pleased.
I am pleased. And look, over the next 4 to 6 weeks we are going to have some really, really good challenges in both Walsh Cup final and league, and we're going to learn a good bit more about our players. But I'm very, very pleased with their application. They're doing exactly what they're asked to do. They're really getting their bodies in great shape and getting ready for, because this is such a condensed championship, injury prevention is a lot of it as well, so they're really working on their bodies at the moment so that they're able to take the hits, they're able to play week on week. When we get to the 16th of April, it's going to be 5 games in 6 weeks, and if your body isn't ready for that, you're going to struggle. So hopefully that's the work we're doing at present, so we're going to keep that going for a few weeks.
Well, Oisín Foley obviously caught the eye today. We were really impressed with Conor Devitt. And one of the great attributes he has, he's very good on the ground for a cornerback.
Yeah, he is. And look, I know he's a very, very good dual player as well. And I suppose from a football defending point of view, it's definitely something that transitioned well into intercounty hurling. But he's been very good for us there in the number four position. He's going to be challenged differently. You think about who's coming to town and who's going to be in that number 13 position. He's going to be challenged much differently over the next few weeks. But no better man to have a cut off it. If he goes down, he'll go down fighting anyway. So very pleased with him today. And look, I've been pleased with all of them, really. Everyone showed their patches. I think Paddy Foley had a great game. He did run out of gas for the last 10 or 15 minutes, but some great performances all around, and good mixture of youth and experience, as I said.
And I suppose a match against Dublin now next Saturday night is as good as 10 training sessions, isn't it?
Most definitely. And look, any day you get to go to play Croke Park, that's a huge it's a huge thing for the players, and I think they're really going to enjoy it. And if you think that they were tired at the end of the game against Kilkenny today, wait till they have the last 10 minutes in Croke Park and they have to try to tell their legs to go where they need them to go, and that's going to be a nice little challenge for us next Saturday evening. But we can't wait for it.
And get ready for Limerick then. It's coming ticking fast, isn't it? Brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Sure, look, the crowds were so excited there today with the good bit of action. Great buzz there. And as I said, a game in Croke Park next weekend, and then the All-Ireland champions coming to town the following weekend. You couldn't want to be in a better place.
You've availed of two great Wexford sportsmen, Billy Walsh, of course. You know Billy well, and he's what he can bring a difference to the table, and Gordon Darcy, of course, who achieved at the highest level in sports. So obviously their valuable experience is vital for you and vital for the players.
Well, I think you said it there in one lane, like vital for me anyway, number one. And I was talking to Billy today again before the match, and he's just a huge support for me, and I suppose for the players, that they will be working with him as the year progresses. And Gordon is with us on all match days, and he has been absolutely brilliant with us, to be honest. Very, very good for me. I suppose we have that conversation when I'm driving down on a Tuesday evening. We get a good 40 minutes or an hour conversation just based around the previous weekend and stuff that we can work on. That man has been in dressing rooms in some of the biggest days in Irish rugby and Lions rugby and so on, and he's a good Wexford man, and he really, really loves his hurlings. So he's some brilliant kind of ideas for us, and brilliant kind of match day tips and tricks for me, and he's imparting that information to us at the moment. So it's great. At the moment we're happy where we're at, and we just need to bring it on into the league now.
Yeah, I suppose as a sportsman, no matter what sports you play, the whole objective is to peak on that 60 minutes at that particular time when you're out on the field, isn't it?
Exactly. And look, even pre-match and so on, Gordon be keeping an eye on how warm-ups are going and things like that. And some of the bits of information that he gives to me then is real quirky stuff, you know, stuff that is, it wouldn't be a run-of-the-mill GA. It wouldn't be a run-of-the-mill GA thinking, but he's looking at how the players are focused, how they're, you know, what's their application like in the warm-up. You know, even in game, it's not hurling information he's given. He's given body language information. He's given how the substitutes are preparing. Are they ready for the game? Are they focused? Because like today, the game at the moment is a 20-man game, and if you have your blood subs, it gets to 21 or 22. So, he's a great asset around the place, and I think the backroom, he's working very well at the backroom. So, hopefully, he works well for us throughout the year.
Are you excited by the prospect?
Oh, I am. I said to the lads there after the game, it's a lovely place to be when it's home, and Wexford Park is a great stadium, and lots of noise there today, and people were very excited. And again, it's always something that we look at the kids when you come out after half time. There's 500 kids on the pitch, so it's a great place to be, and hopefully it'll continue to be that, because as I said, Limerick coming to town, Cork are coming to town later on. So we're going to have some top
and
away to Clare and Galway. So we've top class games coming over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah. So we're really looking forward to them.
Thanks for your time, Darragh.
Thanks a million, Nate. Thank you.